4. I started. It was a woman, standing as if she'd always been there. Yet, I hadn't seen her before. The streets had been quiet, empty. "Hello?" she repeated. "Are you all right? Did they hurt you?" So, she had seen? But how? There had been no one there. No one. The boys would have never thrown rocks at me with witnesses. They were dumb, but smarter than that. Bullies always knew how to hide it. Finally, I spoke. I'm fine. I see that. She stepped closer. I noticed the crow was gone. It had been exactly where the woman now stood. You don't have a scratch on you. How is that? Violet. A chill wind rippled through the trees. How did you know my name? She shrugged. Lucky guess, I suppose. Was I right? You know you were. She smiled. She had long black hair and wore a dress of sheer iridescent material. First black, then purple, now green, flowing around her. Her hair caught the strained sun and seemed to do the same. I couldn't determine her age. She was beautiful. You look like a violet, I suppose. No, I don't. First off, no one was named Violet. If you wanted to guess the name of a girl at my school, you might choose right with Jennifer, Kathy, Lisa, or Michelle. But I was the only Violet. Violets are pretty, with their little faces turned to the sun. Hopeful. I'm not pretty. I'm not hopeful either. She walked closer. Her black hair blew around her face. You could be anything you want to be. I laughed. That sounded like something a mom would say. Anyone's mom but mine.